I'm taking the floor briefly to express the New Zealand delegation's views on draft paragraph 30 of your report. Aotearoa New Zealand's national position is that the international community would be better off with international binding rules and limits on autonomous weapon systems. Commencement on negotiations for a legally binding instrument based on the two-tier approach would be a high ambition outcome from this GGE, and correspondingly is something we would prefer for similar reasons to those expressed by other delegations. At the same time, we acknowledge the consensus nature of decision-making in the CCW and that on this matter, consensus is elusive, as several delegations have made plain this afternoon. Throughout the GGE's recent work, my delegation has stressed the need for momentum in our work in order for us to be credible to the outside world. And we believe we've seen evidence of that in the course of our work this year. For reasons that my distinguished colleague from the United States has well expressed, a tangible sign of progress in this group would be an intensified and extended program of activity in 2024 in the GGE with more days than the 10 we have adhered to in recent years. It's clear that 10 is not enough. If we can achieve that, we could support your paragraph 30A as drafted, Mr. Chair. I thank you.